And so using these final moments to set yourself up in a comfortable lying position. Be aware that you have closed your eyes. And just be aware of the pressure that you are applying to your eyelids to close your eyes, allowing your eyes to remain closed. Soften the eyelids. And so this is a journey to explore body consciousness, to also bring in an idea or a concept or a question that you would like to enhance or increase your perspective upon, to bring in a different angle, to invite your intuition to assist so that the natural process of understanding may continue to occur. And so bring that question or intention or concept to your mind right now. Notice that you have the ability to picture it or observe it in your mind. Perhaps you also notice that it comes with a feeling, an emotional component, a resistive component, or something else that you make note of. Give your focus to that question or concept, and then within, ask the question to yourself and your intuition, I would like to know more about this. I would like to increase my perspective. The beauty of working with the intuition is it is set and forget. So that is now in place. We'll clear the mind by giving your focus to the flow of the breath. Begin to inhale in through your nose and draw your breath all the way down into the depths of your belly. And exhaling out through your mouth. Just use these moments to really open up the flows of the breath, inviting that stream of breath down into the belly and allow it to expand the abdomen away from the spine and down into the hips. Then allow a soft and gentle exhalation. Just notice that there is a rhythm and a cycle of the breath. And during this time you have control over it and you can soften that flow by using the imagination, deliberately slowing the intake or the inhalation. You might notice that as you inhale, you increase the expansion in the upper chest as well, feeling the chest muscles expand up, the shoulder muscles, the energy that resides there, expand beyond the head even. To allow a looseness, a softening of the energies and a preparation to explore body consciousness. Noticing that you're able to inhale into the belly and the chest at the same time. There is a nice, soft and comfortable feeling there in the torso. As you inhale or exhale, you might offer that energy down to the soles of the feet and the palms of the hands. Of course, up into the top of your head. You can use this opportunity to notice that as you inhale, You inhale into the feeling of the entire physical body at once. It may take you a few cycles to recognize this. But notice that you can feel the toes and the fingers and the top of the head all at the same time as you inhale. As you inhale into the whole body at once, you observe that place behind your eyes and just notice how it is still and ready. You may rest your active breathing process. Sending your focus now down into the big toe of your right foot. Feel the energy that you meet with there. Begin to soften and relax that energy in the big toe of the right foot. Give it permission to expand and become larger than the physical aspect of the big toe of the right foot. And then allow it to expand on out into all five toes of the right foot. Just feel them there and offer them permission to take on all the comfort they would like, or that you could imagine that you're able to offer yourself. Feel the energy of all five toes become one and allow it to pour on down through the sole of your right foot. All the way down to the right heel, wrapping around the sides and the top. Feeling the energy of your entire right foot melt and merge into one. And encourage that to rise up through your right ankle. Perhaps softening the bones and ligaments as it moves up through your right ankle. Softening the muscles that you feel and discover in the right shin and calf. Imagining all of those cells giving up any tension or resistance that had been held for a time. Feel that dissipating as your awareness and relaxation rises up into the center of the right knee, gently softening and expanding into the right kneecap and the back of the knee. You can begin to use imaginative processes and perhaps experience this relaxation moving like a flow of gentle liquid, like a liquid relaxation as it rises up through the right thigh and hamstring, all the way up into the right hip. You might call on your sense of knowing as you feel into the energy that sits in your right hip. Imagine the powerful joint that is the right hip and all of the ligaments that support it, all of the muscles. Feel all of that with your combined awareness. Begin to soften and relax. And then gently trace back the right hip, knee, ankle and foot. And hold the entire right leg within your awareness. As a feeling at first, you're able to feel from the sole of the foot up into to the right hip. Hold it with your awareness and then begin to step out with your perspective. And if you wish, imagine like you are holding the right leg like a baby and you're able to hold it with support and care. Just getting a playful sense. You might continue to explore and send your focus into the very core of the right hip and imagine that you are able to journey down through a hollow space that is the entire right leg. You can move from the hip down through the knee and to the hollow space that is the foot, the right foot. Just get a sense of your ability to do that. And then observe from the outside once again, holding the entire right leg within your awareness. Notice if it has expanded or it just feels more familiar having journeyed there. And let that go. Giving your focus now to the big toe of your left foot. Feel the energy that you meet with there in the big toe of the left foot. With your natural ability and understanding, begin to soften the energy there and give it permission to expand and open. And allow the energy in the big toe of the left foot to expand on out into all five toes of the left foot. You can feel or imagine them merge into a single feeling as that liquid relaxation pours on down through the sole of the left foot and to the left heel, wrapping around the sides and the top. Filling the whole left foot with your awareness and these beautiful energies that you are offering and imagining. And allow that to begin to rise up through the left ankle. The ligaments and bones that make up the left ankle. Rising up through your left shin and calf. All the way up into the very center of your left knee. Perhaps you begin to soften the energy that sits in the left kneecap, the back of the knee. Feel those parts become one and then rise up through the left thigh and hamstring into the left hip. Feeling or knowing that your awareness is being directed into the energy of the left hip. Feel it soften and relax. And trace back the left hip, knee, ankle and foot. The entire left leg held within your awareness. Perhaps as a knowing at first. And then as a playful, tangible aspect. Imagining like you are holding the entire left leg at once. Notice how comfortable it feels. And sending your focus down through a hollow space that is your left leg. Imagining your focus going down to the tiniest of points, perhaps like a star in the night sky. And imagine it journeying or moving through the hollow space that is your left leg. All the way down into the sole of the left foot and back again. Holding from the outside once again. The entire left leg. The entire right leg. Both legs. From the hips down to the feet. Held within your awareness. And letting that go. Sending your focus now into the core of your right shoulder. Feel the very, very center of your right shoulder. and allow a liquid relaxation to fill the right shoulder. Begin to soften the muscles and ligaments. Allow that to pour on down through the right bicep and tricep, through the right elbow. Feeling any bones or ligaments or feelings and concepts soften and relax as it pours through the right forearm. Touching and gracing the energy in the right wrist. Allow that to pour on through into the right palm, filling with this abundant source of soft and gentle energy. Allow it to expand on out into the right thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and pinky. The entire right hand filled with your awareness. All of those digits merging into one feeling, allowing that to occur, and tracing back the right hand, wrist, elbow, and shoulder. The entire right arm held within your awareness. Perhaps you begin to hold it with a loving care or strength or certainty, and sending your focus down through, like your right arm is a hollow space, and send it through from the shoulder, down through the elbow, into the right hand. How much space can you allow? How imaginative can you be with this journey? Just holding the right arm. And letting that go. And sending your focus now into the very core of your left shoulder. Feel that space and feel how it acknowledges that you're about to offer it some soft and gentle energy. Allow that to fill the left shoulder, softening all of the muscles and ligaments. And allow that to pour on down through the left bicep and tricep, the left elbow, and pouring its way through the left forearm, into the left wrist, and all the way into the palm of the left hand. Feel how you're able to observe the feeling of the left hand, and it fills and softens, gently expands, and allow that to expand out into the left thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and pinky. The entire left hand merging into a single feeling. Tracing back the left hand, wrist, elbow, and shoulder. Holding the entire left arm within your awareness. Holding it and supporting it. Like an explorer, send a point of focus down through the core of the left shoulder. Open up to the hollow nature that is body consciousness, that is your imagination, and is an increase in your perspective, all the way down into the fingertips. Tracing back up into the left shoulder and letting that go. Focus now to your navel, your belly button. feel the navel, the belly button, and begin to fill the abdomen and the belly button with a gentle liquid relaxation that touches the cells of your skin, begins to move down through your hips and your pelvis, wrapping around the sides and softening the muscles in your lower back, beginning to rise up through the walls of your torso and softening all of those delicate muscles that support your rib cage, up through your lower back, your middle back, your upper back, and your chest. Allowing that gentle relaxation to catch up and move into the left armpit and the right armpit, wrapping over the tops of the shoulders, and feel your ability to hold the space that exists from your shoulders to your hips. Hold it with a care and embrace, even a thanks. The whole body is amazing, but the torso is particularly busy with various functions going on. You can offer thanks to your torso. You can offer thanks to your entire body if you wish. As you hold your torso from the tops of the shoulders into the hips, send your focus in and see if you can experience the shell of your torso, imagining the space that is there, and it might have an endless nature to it. And holding your torso, your arms, and your legs. And letting that go. Giving your focus now to the tailbone, the coccyx, the base of the spine. Feel the energy that sits at the base of the spine begin to flood it or fill it with just the right level of relaxation, of soft and gentle energy. Allow that to begin to rise up through each of the bones of your vertebrae that make up the spinal column, one vertebrae at a time, rising up through your lower back and your middle back, your upper back, through your neck and into the base of your skull. Just feel the energy that sits at the base of your skull. Soften that place. This is such a vital part of the nervous system and the feeling sense. Soften the energy that sits at the base of your skull. And then trace back all the way down through your spine to the tailbone and hold the entire spinal column within your awareness. And let that go. Feeling into the muscles that sit in your neck and where they meet with your shoulders. Observe whatever tension or energy you can discover there. Offer it permission to soften and relax. Sinks into the shoulders and softens the neck, rises up into that expanded place in the base of your skull, softening the scalp and your left temple and your right temple. Your forehead. Softening the muscles that sit behind your eyes, Relax your cheeks, your ears, and your jaw, where the upper and lower jaw meet, the hinge, that powerful hinge. Hold that space of the jaw and just allow a letting go, an undoing of build-up. Hold the energy of your face and your head as one. And allow that oneness to move down through your spine, through your torso, your arms and your legs. And hold within your awareness your entire physical body consciousness. From the soles of your feet, the top of your head, the palms of your hands, one body consciousness. Holding that with your feeling sense or your ability to know, that knowing feeling. Hold your entire physical body now with your holding sense, with your imagination, like you are holding your entire physical body, like you are cradling a baby. Hold the physical body, saying thank you and sharing gratitude and appreciation with your body consciousness. Perhaps noticing that a playful nature allows you to hold in an easier or expanded way. And sending your focus in to the torso. And imagine that your entire physical body is like a shell. And you can send your awareness from the open space in your torso, down through the legs, up into the head, down into the arms, up into the space in your head. Notice if that is a new avenue of perspective for you. As you observe the inside and hold from the outside, just notice how much of you is fully and completely within your one body consciousness. Bring to this space now your question or your concept or the picture that you began with. Notice how the energy surrounding it is different. Perhaps a concept of time is not as urgent. Perhaps it seems like there are other options. Allow that picture to gently fall away and I will leave you here. I will leave you here to rest or explore, and I will call you back when ready. Enjoy. you find yourself within your one body consciousness. Bring your question or concept into this space and allow yourself to hold it as a feeling, much the same way you've been holding the awareness of your body. As you hold it as a feeling, allow yourself to observe it from a distance. To send your awareness into it, like you are with inside that concept or question, looking out. And come back to holding it once again. Noticing any softness or alteration in that concept, or recalling any insight, asking for that to be remembered, and letting that go. Beginning to return to a physical cycle of breath now. Breathing in through your nose and allow the belly to expand with the inhalation. Breathing out through the mouth. Using this opportunity to use the breath to expand the torso and feel the rise and fall of the chest. Perhaps as you inhale, you feel down into the toes and you give the toes a little wriggle. Feel down into the fingertips and give the fingers a little wriggle. Feeling the space that surrounds you, the air temperature, the contact that you make with the floor. And taking in a large, deep breath now. In through your nose and out through your mouth. Begin to stretch the body, perhaps sending one foot away or both feet away from the hips. It's beginning to move the arms. Even stretching the arms above the head. From behind that place that sits behind your eyes, acknowledge the present moment, whatever that means for you right now. Feel into the body. And take in a final deep breath. In through the nose. And out through the mouth. Recalling any insight or understanding that was received. Begin to roll over onto a side of your choice now. Introducing gentle movement. Giving your consciousness to the clothes that cover you and this different lying position. Keeping your awareness inwards I encourage you now to come to a seated position so we may seal our practice. Keeping your focus inwards, it is always good to officially ground and center before opening the eyes and emerging fully back into the physical world. And so as you sit, just feel a nice straightened spine from the base of your spine as you sit up into the top of your head. You might add a confidence to your posture or open your chest a little. You might even tilt your head forwards and backwards just to get to that optimum length of the spine. It's a good way of returning to full presence. We'll seal our practice by together chanting the mantra Om, joining in only if you wish. So fully exhaling your breath now, and fully inhaling. Softly and gently opening your eyes, and welcome back.